evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. It's Tuesday, March 13th. It's flying by, folks. It's March 13th here in Washington, D.C. We had one of those really wonderful days today. And, of course, I went out wearing a heavy coat because I was afraid of catching a cold. But, you know, the thing is, folks, if I went out without wearing a coat, I'd probably catch a cold. So you can't win with Washington, D.C. weather. But be that as it may, here I am, and there you are. And I am here the courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, which is the all-natural cure for headaches. I wish I could tell you that I had a headache right now so I could take some Headache Stay Gone, but thank God I don't have a headache. But those of you out there, and I know there are those of you out there who do get headaches on a regular basis, maybe it's your fault, maybe it's not, you're missing out if you don't try Headache Stay Gone. So check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com or give them a call at 1-800-327-0727, and I'll be giving that number out later here in the hour. Folks, I don't want to get too mawkish or sentimental, but, you know, as I was getting ready to come on the radio tonight, I was thinking, actually, how nice it really is that there are actually so many people out there. I don't know the numbers. I don't know if RBN has the numbers, but that there are so many people out there who actually sit down every night and tune into my program and really to all of the other programming here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Morning, noon, and night. You know, I remember we got a phone call here on this show about close to the very beginning, and one of those people who called in mentioned that he was a shut-in. He was severely crippled, and one of the things that filled up his time was being able to listen to RBN. He happened to be a patriot, I guess, and that's why he tuned into RBN. But, you know, those of us who are lucky to be able to get up and go out and make noise and cause trouble outside the confines of our beds or our apartments are very, very lucky people. And as I always say on this program and anytime I'm ever speaking publicly, we all have a part to play in what we loosely call this patriot movement, whether we are writing books or writing newspaper articles or conducting radio programs or passing out flyers in the street or, you know, the list goes on and on. And then, of course, there are those of you who can help RBN by sending checks. That's right, folks, just making donations to RBN to help keep this network in operation. You know, maybe you're not going to have a radio show. Maybe you're not going to publish a book or write a book, what have you. You know, maybe you don't feel like passing out flyers, but, you know, if you like what RBN is making available to you, the way to help RBN is to make a donation. One very simple way to keep this movement alive. Well, folks, when we come back, I'm going to go through some news notes and some things that I found of interest, and then we'll take some calls. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the crime capital of the world.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Washington, D.C., which is not only the crime capital of the world, but also the headquarters of American Free Press. That's the weekly national newspaper from Washington. Of course, there is a website, folks, but that doesn't contain everything that's in American Free Press. It only has a handful of the stories. If you want to see the weekly paper, which is generally about 20 pages, you're free to call them and get a couple free copies. Tell them Mike Piper said, give them a call, and they'll ask for the last three or four issues and say you heard on Mike Piper's radio show. That number is 888, toll free, 888-699-NEWS. That's pretty easy to remember. Well, what I'm going to bring to your attention, folks, right at the moment is not news, but it's something kind of interesting that I missed. There's an American author named Chalmers Johnson, who's written a couple good books over the past few years that have been very critical of U.S. foreign policy, this foreign policy that keeps getting us into trouble. And his first book, I believe, on that topic, although he's written many books, was Blowback. And then there was another book, and yet he's got another book, the titles, the second and third titles of which escape me. I'm getting old, folks. But it's very, very interesting. Evidently, in the January issue of Harper's Magazine, which, of course, is an establishment-type publication, certainly an old and revered establishment magazine, he had an article in which evidently, this is, I'm reading a reference to this article that's in the March issue of Harper's, referring back to his January issue, he said, Mr. Johnson said that there were two possibilities that he, Johnson, perceives that could rein in the commercial and military colossus that the United States has become. In other words, this imperial project of the Zionist forces behind the New World Order. And that's, of course, folks, what this is all about. The New World Order is running the United States, and they want to use the United States as their mechanism for world control. Well, Johnson says there's two ways that that might be broken. One of them is national bankruptcy, that these madmen and a few mad women, too, we're not going to let the women off here, that these insane people who are also gangsters, that these insane people may just break the bank. Of course, those of you out there are saying, well, they'll just keep printing money at the Federal Reserve. Well, you know, there's all sorts of possibilities, folks. I'm just telling you what Chalmers Johnson said. But what's very interesting, he speculated evidently that there was another possibility, a revolt of the generals. Well, I've been advocating a revolt of the generals for a while now, and, you know, we have seen some noise, or I should say we've heard some noises, excuse me, to that effect. And, you know, maybe that's exactly what we do need, folks, a revolt of the generals. A revolt of the generals. Let's pray for it, folks. That might be the quickest way to get these monsters, to bring these monsters down. Same issue of Harper's. Again, this is the March 2000 issue of Harper's. Article by Lewis Lapham. He says, he's talking about how Hollywood is playing along with the with what he calls Washington's line against terrorism. How Hollywood is really promoting, you know, promoting this theory that the world is under siege with terrorism. And, you know, he says, here's his concluding remarks. I thought it was interesting. Whether made in Washington or California, the images of disaster in the films confirm the presence of a monstrous enemy in opposition to whom or what or which America can define itself both as the Old Testament Father in Heaven and the New Testament Son on the Cross. Both interpretations assume that we're the world's designated good guys, released from the prison of history, and therefore free to imagine that our era will never pass, that our day will never die. The delusion constitutes a necessary instrument of power that no self-respecting military empire can afford to be without. Ironic, folks, that this empire we have that's being directed by the Zionists, this New World Order, is opposed by the military. Yet, unfortunately, they're the ones who have to go out and fight the wars. Of course, there is some good news. There is one person we know of for certain that's running for president. He officially announced yesterday. We knew he was going to run. Now he formally announced his candidacy. That's Ron Paul, the Republican from Texas. Now, it's interesting. Believe it or not, the New York Times mentioned today that Ron Paul is running for president. It says, I'm going to read it to you. It will be the second presidential bid for Mr. Paul. In an appearance on Washington Journal on C-SPAN, Mr. Paul said this time around he'd raised at least $50,000 with very little effort and had already spent 3 days in New Hampshire. Mr. Paul has vigorously opposed the war in Iraq, saying the country posed no threat to national security, and has questioned a decision by Congress to grant President Bush the powers to pursue military action there. In the libertarian mold, Mr. Paul, an obstetrician-gynecologist from Houston, is also an outspoken opponent of taxes, gun control legislation, and government spending in general. Well, pretty factual, pretty straightforward, and believe it or not, it was in the New York Times today. But, folks, it's only, let's see, I don't have a ruler handy, but yes, I do, about 4 inches wide and just about 2.5 inches deep. My sorry prediction, folks, is that that will be the last time Ron Paul is mentioned in the New York Times within the next year. Oh, they may mention something about him, but this is how they do it, folks. They've mentioned it for the record. You might make a note of that in your own record books. On January 13th, the day after Ron Paul announced his candidacy, the New York Times mentioned him. You know, folks, I didn't see it mentioned in the Washington Times today. It could have been. It could have been mentioned, but I didn't see it. And, of course, the Washington Times is supposed to be the great conservative newspaper here in Washington, D.C. I didn't see Ron Paul's campaign mentioned. And I didn't see it in the Washington Post either. Now, as I say, it could have been mentioned, but, you know, I've read the paper, actually read through both of them twice today, only because I was waiting for a long lunch. It took a while to be delivered, but I didn't see it. In any case, you know, this is going to be the problem with Ron Paul's candidacy. Not that he doesn't have a message that needs to be heard, and not that he's not an articulate candidate, But the mass media in America is going to do everything it can to keep him out of the process for all intents and purposes. There will be a blackout on his campaign. I mean, if they don't do a blackout on his campaign, I mean, I'd just be very surprised. But in any case, that's why it's necessary for the grassroots to let people know by word of mouth that Ron Paul is out there. Letters to the editor of your local newspapers, calling in radio talk shows, talking about his campaign. Don't bother calling my talk show and talking about it. Call one of your local talk shows out there in Radio Land and on your local AM and FM stations and talk about Ron Paul. Get the word out about his campaign, because he is a good man. And, you know, if enough people actually heard his message, you know, actually heard his message and knew that he was a viable alternative, I think a lot of people would vote for him. That doesn't mean that the people who count the vote will actually admit that he receives the votes that he does, but needless to say, I think there is, thank God, somebody out there who is doing something and then doing it right. So good for Ron Paul, and God bless him. I think he's a pretty good man. I've never met him personally, and if I had, I wouldn't admit to it publicly for the simple reason that I wouldn't want the Anti-Defamation League to say that Ron Paul had actually once shaken Mike Piper's hand. That might be the end of his presidential ambitions. Well, here's an interesting item. Again, this is from the March issue of Harper's Magazine. Very interesting article by Ken Silverstein in there. It's entitled Parties of God, the Bush Doctrine and the Rise of Islamic Democracy. Well, this is just an interesting footnote in Mr. Silverstein's article, and it's a very good article. I recommend you get the March issue of Harper's. He's talking about Hezbollah. Now, we always hear in the mass media, you know, the broadcast media, we always hear about Hezbollah being a terrorist organization. Oh, my God, ain't it awful, Mabel? Hezbollah, they're always doing terrible things. Well, anyway, here's what Mr. Silverstein points out. Despite the group's reputation in America, a 2002 study by the U.S. Army War College, that's the U.S. Army War College, folks, found no evidence linking Hezbollah to international terrorist incidents since the attacks in Buenos Aires on the Israeli embassy and a Jewish community center in 1992 and 1994, respectively, which together killed 114 people. Hezbollah has always denied responsibility for those attacks, but Argentine investigators determined that it was involved. Now, that's interesting, folks. These alleged terrorist incidents that Hezbollah itself denies, the last one took place in 1994. Okay, 1994 to 2004 is 10 years, and then add 3, 13 years. And who is it that says for the last 13 years, at least for the last 13 years, there's no evidence linking Hezbollah to international terrorist incidents? The U.S. Army War College. The U.S. Army War College, folks, are George Bush and his Zionist friends calling the U.S. Army War College. Are they going to call them propagandists for terrorism? Possibly. The Army should overthrow Bush and Cheney. Stay tuned for more, folks. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headaches Stay Gone. It is the all-natural cure for headaches. It's an all-natural blend of herbs and vitamins that cures and prevents headaches. I've had occasion to use it several times myself, folks, when I've had some headaches rear their ugly heads, so to speak. And you know what? It's amazing how quickly it works to get rid of them. But this is also not just for those kind of headaches. For those of you who have a problem with them, this is one that really tackles them and puts them to death. Headaches stay gone, murders headaches, folks. The 800 number, as I promised, is 1-800-327-0727. 1-800-327-0727. Folks, before the break, I was mentioning the fact that the U.S. Army War College has pretty much itself put to death this legend about Hezbollah being this international terrorist organization. Now, of course, as I say, that's going to just shock the world. Going to rock the world of the people who are constantly sniffing at Fox News for their news and information. People who rely on Zionist billionaire Rupert Murdoch and his propaganda machine for their news and information. But our U.S. Army War College—that's our U.S. military's, our U.S. Army's top officers and their think tank, they say that it's all a bunch of crap about Hezbollah, at least since 1994. Well, 1994 to 2007 is 13 years. Yes, folks, I know I'm repeating myself, but that bears repeating. And even and it could be that the U.S. Army War College is incorrect about the incident involving the Israeli embassy and a Jewish community center in Buenos Aires in 1992 and 1994. So if they're wrong about that, it could be that Hezbollah's international record of non-terrorism is even longer. You see? But you'll never hear Dan Rather, or I guess he's retired now, you'll never hear any of these garbage men and garbage women in the big Zionist-controlled broadcast media talking about these facts. You won't hear that fellow Irishman of mine, what's his name, Hannity? You won't hear Hannity talking about that or Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh. They're going to be talking about Hezbollah being a terrible terrorist organization. But, of course, they're liars. They're Judas goats, folks. They deserve, once this country restores its constitutional republic, these propagandists in the media, what do you think they deserve? I'm not going to say what they deserve. I'll let you put your own imaginations to work regarding these rotten people. And speaking of rotten people, as I said, it wouldn't surprise me if Dick Cheney and his little friend, this little punk in the White House, George W. Bush, might end up ultimately saying that the U.S. Army War College and its officers are unpatriotic because they dared to say something nice about Hezbollah. You know, and as I say, this would be a good reason for the Army to go in there and overthrow the government, folks. You know, and let it be said for the record, I don't advocate a military dictatorship in this country. I advocate a constitutional republic just as it was outlined in our Constitution. But if it takes a military intervention to restore the constitutional republic, then by God, let it happen. Wouldn't you love to see the military take over ABC and CBS and NBC? Wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't it be wonderful to see Rupert Murdoch marched into the street at the point of a bayonet and throw down a Fox News? I think that's hilarious, folks. All right, we have some callers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic.
the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here on this Tuesday, March 13th. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. They're sponsor of my program, and you hear their advertising a lot here on RBN, and I'm glad you do because it's a good product. Check it out on the internet at headachestaygone.com or give them a call at 1-800-327-0727. A couple more items out of Ken Silverstein's interesting article in March issue of Harper's Magazine, which just goes to show you, as I say repeatedly, folks, that you can get some good information in lots of establishment journals, if you just look for it. But it's not going to be in the mass media. Talking about the subject of Islam and the fact that Islamic movements are growing in popularity in the Middle East, even at the same time President Bush is calling for democracy in the Middle East, but then stomping down the Islamic movements that are quote-unquote democratic. It's very interesting. He points out that in parliaments in the Middle East where Islamists have gotten into positions of influence, they have not focused on implementing theocracy or imposing Sharia, which is Islamic law, but they have instead fought for political and social reforms, including government and government accountability. He also points out, interestingly enough, Mr. Silverstein does, that when he first started doing an article about this subject, about the what you might even describe as some of the positive things about these Islamic movements that are otherwise so slandered, really, in the mass media in America, he says that his editors, not the editors at Harper's, but his editors elsewhere, were just told, they told him that, hey, you can't say anything here that that could be offensive to supporters of Israel. They didn't want to offend supporters of Israel. He was told we should, at the same time they told him he should avoid taking sides. In other words, don't take sides with the Muslims. it's okay to take sides with the Israelis. So this is a very, very honest interview published in a magazine which I have come over the years to respect a great deal, because there's a lot of good information you can find in Harper's. Very interesting, too, he describes being in an area which some people call Hezbollah land, and he says it hardly has the feel of a so-called Islamo-fascist state. There's a small Christian section, and it's a bar where bars serve alcohol, and Shiite clients show up. The Western-style clothing is not uncommon, and there were no Hezbollah revolutionary guards to enforce dress clothes. On the street, I saw a Shiite woman decked out in a short blue jean skirt. Blah, 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 blah. Folks, it goes on and on and on. All this propaganda in the mass media is just such horrible propaganda. And that's why, whenever the military, and God, I hope they do, whenever the military finally steps in, and as they should, and takes the war criminals out of office, the warmongers out of the House and the Senate and the White House, they must also take action against the mass media, because the mass media is part of the problem in this country. The big media, the big networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, they have to be brought to heel, because as American Free Press, the newspaper that I write for, says time and time again, the media is the enemy. And, of course, those who are smart enough to figure it out, which is probably virtually everybody in the Patriot movement, they understand we're not advocating restrictions on freedom of the press. We're advocating real freedom of the press. But these mass media, these media giants, this media monopoly, like I say, can't you just see Rupert Murdoch being tossed out on his rear end by the military on the day of the new American Revolution? I think it would just be absolutely hilarious. All right, well, we're going to go to some callers now. I've been ranting and raving and calling for revolution and all sorts of things here, praising Hezbollah. What can I tell you, folks? Let's go to Rick in Ohio, I believe. Rick, are you there? Do we have Rick in Ohio?
Hey, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Okay. I'm getting an echo. Except bounce back in my phone here.
Oh, sorry.
Two things I want to cover tonight. I want to get those mentioned because they're very urgent and very important.
Okay.
But before I do, I'm going to brush you up on your Yiddish a little bit.
Okay.
It's Silverstein.
Okay. Well, forgive me for calling him Silverstein.
Yes. Whenever it's S-T-E-I-N, that's a German, and the Germans pronounce it Stein. Well, the Yiddish don't like to pronounce their names in a German fashion, even if it's spelled that way, so it's always, they pronounce their names Stein, Goldstein, Silverstein, etc.
Okay, well, he spells his name S-I-L-V-E-R-S-T-E-I-N.
Yeah, that's the German, and that's Stein. When a Jew has the name, they call it Stein.
Okay, well, we'll call him Ken Silverstein, then,
yeah,
all right?
That's the way they pronounce it.
Okay.
Okay, now to move on. Are you in front of a computer?
Yeah, I am.
Can you go to stormfront.org?
Okay. Well, what will I find there?
You go to the lounge section.
Okay.
And you look under a thread called Jews and Their Pets.
Jews and Their Pets. Okay.
Yeah. And you bring that up. I don't know how fast you can bring that up. But when you bring that up, I just looked at that a little while ago, and I thought to myself, first thing I thought was, here comes the Noahide Laws.
Okay.
And that's something we really need to cover more in depth sometime when we got time.
Yeah, you know, there was somebody, we've talked about that on this program here, and, you know, it's, yeah, I agree with you. It is something that does need to be discussed. I guess I'm going to have to find somebody who really can talk about it in some detail. I'm guessing maybe that Michael Hoffman II is probably one to be able to discuss that, unless you know somebody else you could recommend.
I might email you once.
All right, please do that.
Okay. Now, the second thing is very important. It's coming up Thursday. It'll be in the morning here, about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. But it's Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock local time in Budapest. David Irving is supposed to address a patriotic rally there in Budapest. There are 200 Israeli soldiers that have been brought in. I've heard that they're composed of 50 sniper teams. Now, you have to ask yourself, why are the Israelis bringing in 50 sniper teams and billeting them there in the square where the rally is to be held? What are they planning? Are they planning on shooting a bunch of cops and saying, you know, the Patriots tried something illegal and start something there? Are they planning on shooting the speakers or what?
You know, I had heard about this, and, you know, you never can tell what the Israelis will do. That's what's so scary about it. And I would just hope that it's not what it looks like it's going to be. But on the other hand, I would say then, what the hell is wrong with the Hungarian government? Why would they allow the Israelis to set up shop?
Because they're all Israelis themselves.
Well, see, that's a... yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I will say a little prayer for David Irving. If I were David, I wouldn't show up there. But this is supposed to be on Thursday this week.
Yes, the 15th, March 15th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Budapest time, which is about 6, 7, 8 o'clock over here in this country, depending on where you're at.
Well, American Free Press has a correspondent in Budapest, and I'm sure he'll be on top of this thing. He'll probably be right there.
Yeah.
God bless him, yeah.
I think we really need to bring attention to the fact that all these Israeli soldiers are there before this happens, so the world can be watching, saying, what is going
on? I'm glad you brought this up.
I had seen
a mention of that, and let's just say we have mentioned it here for the record, and let's cross our fingers and say a prayer that no harm comes to any good people.
That's right.
All right. Okay. Anything else, Rick?
Let's see. Oh, the only thing else, you mentioned the Army War College.
Yes, okay.
I don't know if I should mention this or not, but, you know, if you put up the Army War College to the American public versus Hollywood script writers, a lot of them are going to have a problem trying to figure out who to believe. I mean, Hollywood script writers have a lot of pull in this country.
you know, I laughed at that, but I laughed at that in kind of a sad way, because there's a lot of truth to what you have to say there.
Yep. Okay. You have a good night, Michael.
All right, Rick. Thanks for bringing that business up about David Irving. That's interesting.
Look at Stormfront in the lounge, stormfront.org, lounge section, Jews and their pets. They got pictures on there. People just won't believe it until they see it.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. Well, have you seen it yet? Have you looked it up?
I was trying to find it, but I was kind of moving back and forth here between talking to you, but I will definitely check it out. So.
Okay, stormfront.org in the lounge section, Jews and their pets. Look at those pictures.
All right, thanks a lot, Rick.
Good night.
All right, Kato, let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, are you there?
Hey, good evening, Mike.
How are you tonight, Mike?
I am just fine out here. I got a couple of things. You're kind of a hard guy to get a hold of sometimes. And maybe back 3-4 weeks ago, you had talking to somebody, and they were talking about the USS Liberty, and they met somebody at college, and they were talking about it.
Right.
Research. Yes.
Right, okay.
And then there was somebody, the professor or something, that said that it wasn't a significant event in 1967.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, then I have to pose this question. If it wasn't a significant event, does that mean that the attack on the USS Cole in Yemen wasn't a significant event?
Well, you know, we have double standards, and then we have really awful double standards. Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, this professor who would otherwise fancy himself, from the description we got, of being some sort of conventional liberal free speech type, his advocacy of free speech only goes as far as not criticizing Israel. So that's quite commonplace.
Yeah, that's for sure. Another significant thing is that a lot of people don't call it because they always want to say, well, they thought that it was an Egyptian ship. Well, if it was an Egyptian, why didn't they jam the Egyptian frequencies? They were jamming the U.S. frequencies because they knew it was a U.S. Vessel.
Oh, you know, I tell you, I was going to say, state the obvious. Books could be written about the Liberty Incident. Books have been written about the Liberty Incident. And, you know, I have yet to see... You know, and of course, people are going to say I'm biased, but I mean, I have yet to see any convincing argument anywhere that would lead me to believe other than precisely what the American sailors of the USS Liberty have to say. I mean, you know, it's funny. People who criticize my work often say, oh, well, Piper cites second-hand and third-hand sources, published sources, okay? Well, I'll tell you what. When anybody writes about the USS Liberty, they can go right to the first-hand sources, those U.S. sailors who were aboard the USS Liberty. Well, then what the critics will say is, well, you can't really believe them because the first-hand testimony, eyewitness testimony, is never very reliable. But you know what's really funny? The people who say that that eyewitness testimony by the American sailors on the USS Liberty is unreliable are the very same people who say that the hysterical testimony of people who claim to have seen thousands of people gassed before their very eyes and yet somehow survived themselves during World War II, that firsthand testimony is to be believed. Now, talk about chutzpah. Talk about hypocrisy.
That's for sure. Hey, I got two other quick things.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to give you a kudos for a thanks for a heads up. You had told us a while back about a January 2006 article out of Forward about Hillary being the front runner for the Jewish money.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the local AM talk stuff, and somebody had called in, and they had said that they had heard that Hillary was getting money from AIPAC or somehow connected to it. So I was able to call in and cite that article and point out that two of the past presidents of AIPAC are right in there with Hillary.
Well, but let me say something about that, though. I tell you, I cited that article in the Forward, but I must caution you, though, that what I said at the time was that I didn't believe that that story was exactly true. And, in fact, if anything, I think that what we're seeing now is much of the pro-Israel Jewish money, particularly out of Hollywood, going behind Barack Obama precisely because, despite all of Hillary's current claims to be such a big supporter of Israel, I don't think that the Jewish lobby, the Zionist lobby, really trusts Hillary Clinton. I think they want to knock her out of the race. Now, of course, these politicians always attach themselves to Israel. How many don't? You know, this is the whole thing. But I think if you look in the bigger picture, I don't think they really trust Hillary Clinton. All remains to be seen. But be that as it may, that's just my two cents. Now, go ahead. You had some other comment to make.
Yes, we have our one senator here. It's John Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question here. It appeared about in the 23rd of February in the Arizona Republic, and it says he's the chairman of the Congressional Knesset Interparliamentary Conference. Now, are you familiar with that? You ever heard of that?
You know, it's funny. I had forgotten that there were such things, but I have no doubt that such a thing exists. And of course, he would be very, very proud to make that assertion for public consumption, especially for the Jewish vote and the Jewish financial support, which of course is the financial aspect of it is very significant in Arizona. So I'm sure it's absolutely true. I'm sure the U.S. Congress has an interface, you know, a kind of one of these. What did he call it? The inner what?
The Congressional Knesset Interparliamentary Conference.
Again, I laugh, and it's not funny at all. But this is the kind of things we have in our New World Order. You know, Jesse Helms convened a joint session of the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee with the similar committee in the Mexican Parliament. So this thing, these kind of things are developing more and more. I think I had heard about that particular thing.
Okay.
But,
and,
I'm sure it exists.
Okay, one last thing real quick. A couple of weeks ago, you were talking about President Putin of Russia, and there was some question about this spy, Litvinenko,
mm-hmm.
that had been poisoned. I picked up an article out of TimesOnline.com, and the one thing that I noticed that they didn't report here in the United States that he had visited Tel Aviv about 2 weeks or so before the poisoning, and here they were trying to spin it about Boris Belozovsky and terrorism and blowing up apartments and the Chechens and everything. But when I started looking into the British reports, they didn't mention anything about that. It was all about UCOs because they had arrested the number one guy, and he had gone over here and delivered papers to the number two guy that had fled to Tel Aviv.
Isn't it funny? You always find an Israeli connection, even though it gets underreported. All right, listen, Mike, thanks for your call. Very interesting.
Pleasure,
all right, take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up the hour here. When we come back, we'll grab another caller before we go.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We have a caller. Guess who it is? Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
What's going on, Jim?
Well, I can tell you exactly when Ron Paul's going to get the coverage he deserves in his presidential bid. At the same time, you're nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, and you're also nominated to be Director Emeritus of the New York Times Board of Directors, and Chief Editorial Editor, and the Washington Post, and the Boston Globe, and at the same time that Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Hufschmidt nominate you for Man of the Year. This is just about the time this is going to happen.
Well, actually, I tell you what, there's a greater chance of me getting nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, and you know why that is? For the simple reason that although everybody thinks it's such a big thing, you know, you hear about nominations for the Pulitzer Prize, Jim, you couldn't do it, but any editorial staff can nominate anyone from their own newspaper for the Pulitzer Prize. So it's not quite as big a deal as it is, but I think your general comment is absolutely correct. Yeah, they're going to do everything. I mean, Ron Paul could pull a trick like this Israeli ambassador that El Salvador did. He could be found drunk, tied up, and gagged in
the nude. With a rubber ball in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly. He could be found, and they wouldn't even mention him then.
No.
You know, this is the thing. This is why I say, you know, this media really is an enemy, and I want to see the military go in there and take control of the New York Times and the Washington Post and you know, really rough these guys up and say, hey, we're going to turn this newspaper. Just shut them down.
And I can see you on all the talk shows sitting there next to Krauthammer and Friedman and all these other people. You sitting there as a guest right there with them explaining your side of the story. I can see all this happening, see, because I'm a complete lunatic. That's why I can see all this happening.
Well, it's just kind of as a nothing note, you know, I tell you, it's kind of funny. I saw William Crystal one time in person, and I'm not very tall myself. I don't know. I guess I'm about 5'9", 5'10", you know, something like that. William Crystal, and not that this makes any difference, but, you know, William Crystal comes up to about my shoulders. You know, you see this guy on television with his big mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's got so many opinions. You know, and they give him all the publicity in the world he wants, you know, and he comes across as such a big man. But, you know, he's actually a pretty little guy, just kind of a comment. Means nothing one way or the other in the big picture. But you know.
Why don't we suppose that they give Ron Paul one-fourth of the time to give William Crystal?
Exactly.
And then he would be in good shape.
I mean, Ron Paul has been a member of Congress on and off for, what, 25 years roughly, even more than that, you know. This is a guy who's actually been elected by a significant number of Americans time and time again, you know, and yet this little squirt, William Crystal, who is absolutely nothing but a creation of, you know, Rupert Murdoch and this Trotskyite gang,
diaper doper baby is what they call him.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I say, I really do believe the day of reckoning is coming for these people. And let's just hope that the military does something real soon.
And don't be practicing your speech for the Pulitzer too much.
No, I won't do that. I just end up getting laryngitis and have to take some garlic and some olive oil. Okay. All right, folks. Thanks for your call, Jim. Thanks for everybody who listened in. This is Michael Collins Piper signing off. Stay tuned for more good programming with Rick Adams. In fact, the only reason to turn off your radio is if the house is on fire. But then again, you might leave it on for the firemen. They might learn something. See you here tomorrow night, folks. Have a good evening. Thanks for listening in. I hope you've learned something or been entertained or just shocked.